This episode of Opinions Matter is supported by Shopify.
Every great podcast or business starts with an idea, but the what ifs usually follow right behind. You start questioning if you can actually build a site or if you can handle the marketing and the logistics on your own. That feeling of being overwhelmed is just part of the process. You need a platform that makes the impossible feel very doable, and that platform is Shopify.
Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world, helping turn big ideas into real-life brands. If you're worried about design, Shopify is ready-to-go templates make it easy to build a beautiful online store. If you need a hand, their AI tools can help write product descriptions, enhance images, and even generate discounts.
And if people haven't heard about your brand yet, Shopify makes it simple to run email and social campaigns to reach new customers. Plus, their award-winning 24/7 support is always there if you get stuck. So stop asking what if and start asking why not.
So turn those dreams into and give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your €1 per month trial at shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie and see what you can build with Shopify by your side.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded all this week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what this weekend edition of Opinions Matter is all about, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and that is Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. And they have a fantastic offer. This is an unbeatable offer, actually. If you've been thinking of upgrading your stairs and landing, well, they have a fantastic offer right now. A full stairs and landing package for just €500, reduced from €1,099. And that will cover up to 16 square yards. It includes a high-quality canvas-back carpet and heavy-duty underlay. Everything you need, all in. They have lots and lots of rolls of carpet in stock to choose from, so there's something to suit every style, but once they're gone, they're gone. This offer will not last forever. And to make things easier, they offer a completely free measure and sample service anywhere across Dublin and the surrounding areas. You can pop into them at Carpet Luxury and Bedding showrooms at Harmonstown Road in Raheny and Upper Main Street in Rush, or you can visit their website at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com. And as I said, for a limited time only, you can transform your stairs and landing for just €500. Get in touch with Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture today, and don't forget to tell them that Opinions Matter sent you. So, what is the weekend edition of Opinions Matter all about? It's Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. Every day of the week, we broadcast our show live on our Facebook page. And before we get stuck into our main topic of conversation for the day, we sit here in the studio while the audience is building on Facebook, talking utter rubbish. And it is that utter rubbish that makes this podcast. So on this episode, amongst other things, because there's a lot of rambling in it, you will hear about the wedding that Jeremy's going to and why he's not giving a gift. We talk about how the woke agenda has ruined cartoons, and the really old-fashioned and misogynistic phrase that our Jeremy was called out for using. I still can't believe he used that expression in 2026. All that and a lot more rambling besides on Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. This is our weekend edition of the podcast. And let's begin on Friday of last week. You're looking very flustered. What's wrong with you?
I'm in a hurry.
Why are you in a hurry?
I have to go somewhere today.
Where have you to go?
I have to do something, guys, that probably, well, it's men have only ever done it, and I haven't done it in years. I have to go and get a tux rental.
A tux? Who rents tuxes in 2026?
Me. I do.
Like, where do you even rent them? Like, black tie doesn't even exist anymore.
No, black tie is gone. Now, the last time I rented a tux was from my Debs.
That's why black tie is gone.
No, I didn't even have a Debs.
You never went to your Debs, yeah, you sad bastard.
I didn't have anybody to bring.
No, that's my point, you sad bastard. Well,
how can an ugly fuck like you, and you are, by the way.
Yeah, I went to my Debs, yeah.
How did you get a woman to go to your Debs?
I went to two Debs, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
You were never at a Debs?
Never at a Debs.
Ah, I feel like giving you a hug, but I won't.
Why, that's not going to make a... But having DJ'd at Debs, what's the plural of Debs?
Debs's.
It doesn't sound right, does it? I think the plural is probably the same as the singular. It's like fish.
Fish?
The plural of fish is fish.
And the plural of Debs is Debs's.
And the singular of fish. One fish is a fish.
Yeah.
Two fish is a fish. Isn't that weird?
One fish is a fish.
Yeah. So if I slapped a salmon on your head, yeah?
Yeah.
I'd say there's a fish on me head.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if I slapped two salmon on your head,
yeah,
it's still two fish. There's no plural of fish.
So there isn't.
No, how do you
know? It's not fishes.
But there is in Spanish, however.
Is there?
Yes. So a fish in Spanish, because as you know, fluent in Espanol, a fish in Spanish is pescado.
Yes.
Pescado.
And if you have two pescados.
No, that's the plural. That's the plural. So if you go to a restaurant.
So what's the singular?
And you want tapas de pescado, you know? Yeah? Yeah, so pescado is a fish.
Yeah.
But the singular fish is petes.
Petes.
So if you were swimming in...
So if you go into a chipper, you say, I'll have a...
What have you ever seen a chipper...
In Spain. There should be.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. I can imagine.
No, sorry, I wasn't there. They have, actually, guys, never go to this place because it's a kip. Now, I've never been there, but I follow a Facebook page that takes the piss out of Benidorm. You know Benidorm?
I do.
It's a resort in Spain.
I do.
They actually, just think about this, guys. Now, the videos that I see of Benidorm, it just, you know what, I can smell the videos.
It smells of fish.
It smells of Stella Artois. Because that's what they're all drinking. You know, all these Brits, you know.
I don't mind a pint of Stella. Yeah. I know, they're drinking that muck.
Stella
Tennant's. Tennant's. Yeah.
Stella Artois and Rothman cigarettes. That's all you can smell from Benidorm. It's all these, you know these reform voting Brits. You know all these?
Oh, ones? Yeah.
Oh, Lord knows you're fresh. Oh, you're fresh. Anyway, they have a chipper in Benidorm. Like, Jesus, lads.
Have they?
It's like, why would you go all the way to Spain to get a spice burger?
So if I walk into the chipper in Benidorm, I ask for a pescos and chips, do I?
It's a big pescado.
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 Pescado and chips,
sorry,
please.
It's the other way around. Pescado is singular. So if I hit you, I could hit you on the head with a pescado.
Yeah.
That's one fish.
Okay, right.
Yeah. But if you're in the sea, you're swimming with petis. Yeah.
Petis.
Get the tongue.
I don't want to order that.
You wouldn't order, no.
Can I have petis and
no,
chips?
No, if you go snorkeling in Benidorm, yeah?
And I don't think anybody does that when they're in Benidorm.
I just say there's an awful, from people I know who've been to Benidorm, they say there's an awful smell of fish in Benidorm.
Oh, yeah, no, there is. There is.
Why, have you been there?
No, but I've heard.
Like, apparently, when you get off the plane in Benidorm,
you can smell the fish.
It's like opening, someone said to me, it's like opening a can of John West under your nose. That's how bad the smell of fish is in Benidorm. But if you were going snorkeling, have you ever gone diving in Spain?
I did a couple of times, yeah. Yeah, I did. Yeah, very enjoyable experience.
Scary at first.
No, I didn't find it scary at all.
Oh, yeah, scary at first. The unknown. You're delving into the unknown.
No, not a bother on me.
And did you have the equipment, the right equipment? You know when you're going diving on holidays?
Yeah.
You need...
What equipment do you need?
You need the thing with the long thing.
The long?
That thing. Goes on your mouth. And it sticks up.
That's not diving.
Snorkeling, is it?
Yeah.
Sorry, snorkeling.
Yeah.
So have you done diving with the can on your back? And
yeah,
all?
Yeah.
You haven't.
Yes, I have.
But you have to be trained to do that.
I was trained.
You have a paddy license.
I don't have a license, but
then you can't do it.
I did do it.
Sorry, the only paddy license you have is to drink paddy whiskey.
I did it on a holiday one year. Yes, I did.
No, they don't let you dive.
I was swimming with the pestis.
No.
Petis. I was swimming with them.
They don't let you dive without a paddy license.
Well, I did. Not a bother on me.
So they gave you a tank.
Yeah.
So you have to learn how to breathe through one of those.
I know how to breathe.
No,
I've been doing it since the day I was born.
No, sorry, if you breathe wrong with one of those apparatuses on your, you can actually get, what's that thing called? Where your blood gets stuck in one part of your body. What's it? A clot. You get a clot.
But I didn't get a clot. It was fine. Not a bother on me.
Anyway.
So, sorry, let's go back to you putting black tie out of business.
Get back to the smell of fish in Benidorm.
No, black tie gone out of business.
So I'm ordering, can I say the shop? Well, I'm going, Bond Brothers.
James and his other brother, is it?
James and John Bond. And I'm going for a tuxedo.
What do you need a tuxedo for?
Well, let's just say the tuxedo I had that we used to, like this podcast hasn't won an award in 5 years.
Oh, the one that you dragged out years on end.
Yeah, same.
Same one.
So because we haven't been up for an award in years, yeah?
Yeah, your fault.
My tuxedo.
Your production skills have gone shite.
I let my tuxedo go to rack and ruin. And let's just say it's a bit tighter around the midwaist.
Right.
Okay, because I've put on a few pounds. So I'm going to a wedding next month and it's a fucking black tie wedding.
Oh, this is very pretentious.
Oh, yeah, he's on, yeah.
A black tie wedding.
And like a woman, I'm not going to slag them off because they're actual friends.
Oh, right, okay.
They're not exactly having it in opulent surroundings, let's just put it that way.
A black tie wedding, what, in a shed?
It's not a shed, but it's not the Shelburne.
Right.
And it's not like Radisson St. Helens.
So why are they doing black tie?
It's Clayton Hotel. Clayton Hotel.
The Clayton Hotel?
Wait, you say they have left
which Clayton? There's
no,
a few of them.
I can't narrow it down.
There's a few of them.
No, honestly, please don't. You can't narrow it down, I'll be in trouble.
Okay, so they're having a black tie wedding in some kippy Clayton Hotel somewhere.
Sorry, if the Clayton Hotel wanted to sponsor this podcast, you'd be all over like a
nicest
rat.
Hotels in Ireland.
Yes. Get your rooms, sir. $199 a night. I'm just saying, they're having a black tie wedding and it's in the Clayton Hotel.
Okay.
And I just, as you say, and I'm not being disrespectful to him.
Yeah.
Say hello to Owen.
How are you, Owen?
I don't think he listens to this podcast.
He will now when the word gets out that he's having a kippy wedding in hotel. But it's a black tie affair that Jeremy doesn't want to go with.
I just don't think that you just don't put black tie and Clayton in the same sentence.
No,
you
know? I wouldn't. No,
no, no, either would I.
Personally, no.
So anyway, we got the invite and it said it's a black tie affair. And
in the travel lodge.
No, it's not the travel lodge.
Oh.
The Clayton. Number one, I have a problem with it being a black tie because the weather is actually quite warm at the moment. Have you ever worn a tuxedo in warm weather?
I have.
Oh, you end up with sweaty bollocks.
Well, no, I didn't notice that now.
Oh, you do. I get very sweaty balls now when I'm wearing a tuxedo.
Only when you're wearing a tuxedo.
But anyway, and I don't mind saying this because I joked about him on WhatsApp. He's not getting a wedding present from me.
Why? Because you had to hire a tux?
Well, yes. So do you know how much a tux hire is?
No. Black tie went out of business.
Why did they go out of business?
Because nobody was hiring tuxes anymore.
But why? People could do debses.
Nobody even hires suits for that and for them anymore.
Well, I'm not buying a tux just for Owen's wedding, okay? Why would I do that?
What's Owen done to you?
Well, there's issues.
So no wedding present.
Yep.
It's in some kippy Clayton.
No, it's in the love. No, it's not the kippy hotel. And it's a second marriage. And I've already, so he got married 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was at the wedding.
Okay.
It wasn't black tie, by the way, then.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And I bought him a wedding present then.
Good man, yeah.
But he's on a second wedding now. No wedding present. I don't do second weddings.
But what about his wife or his wife-to-be?
Well, it's a different wife.
Well, obviously.
Well, no. Some people remarry.
Why would you do that?
Divorce and then remarry. Because you're a sucker for punishment. That's why. No, it's a new wife.
Yeah, but what about her? Does she not deserve a present?
New wife, new life.
Yeah.
You ever hear that, Jeff?
Does she not deserve a present, I'm asking you?
But it's his second wedding.
So what?
I've already bought him. That's like...
Well, go and get that present back and then re-gift
it. That's like you. Remember you gave me a lovely present for my 21st birthday party?
I do, yeah.
It was only 10 years ago.
you don't even believe that.
No. So why don't you give me another present for my 21st? You only guess... You only get one shot.
Because you won't be 21 a second time.
But I don't agree with second weddings.
Oh, you don't agree with second weddings?
No, I don't agree
with it. So why are you going to his wedding?
Because he invited me to the thing. So
but you don't agree with it. Is there anybody who doesn't agree with this wedding? Yes, me. Pick me. That's you're going to put your hand up, are you?
It's not a church wedding. It's a Mickey Mouse one.
Yeah, but they still ask that question.
They have a whatchamacallit. What are they called? What are those people called?
A registrar.
Registrar.
Ah, that's the only wedding to have.
Or a coordinator. Is that what they're called? I don't know what they're called.
Yeah, that's the only way to get married.
Oh, yeah. So romantic. So romantic. Having a registrar.
Well, it's better than being a hypocritical prick and getting married in a church.
So he was calling me a cheap bastard on the message.
Kyle is right.
Sorry, Kyle. You're not getting me. So hang on a second. I just want to be very clear about this, yes? When Owen got married to his first wife,
yes,
he was actually going to the wedding.
What, really?
Mm.
That's a bit strange.
Well, they have kids together. We're not getting into it. Jesus Christ.
So in this kippy Carlton Hotel.
Clayton.
Oh, Clayton Hotel. He's not getting a wedding gift. Well, why don't you go over to the first wife and say, do us a favour, will you give us back that wedding gift I gave you 15 years ago? Yeah?
Yeah.
Get it off her and then re-gift it to
her. I was actually asking my wife what the... Because I don't do presents.
What was the present?
Well, you see, you have to remember it was a different times. It was a fruit bowl from, not Waterford Crystal, the other Crystal place.
A fruit bowl? A
fruit bowl, not Waterford.
Who buys fucking fruit bowls?
Name another person that does Crystal.
Who even has a fruit bowl?
Name someone that does Crystal. Galway Crystal. Galway, it was a Galway Crystal fruit bowl.
I have no idea. Who buys fruit bowls?
That's who makes it, Galway Crystal.
There's no such place.
Sure. I think there's Galway Crystal. Tipperary Crystal?
Maybe Tipperary, yeah.
Monaghan Crystal.
Well, you're just making up words now.
I don't know. It's Crystal, but it's not Waterford. It's more expensive than Waterford Crystal. And we bought, because his wife at the time, I'm giving away too much, was a still artist.
A still artist?
She painted objects. So we got her a
fruit bowl to put her fruit in.
So she could colour the fruit. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. So he got...
Ask her for the fruit bowl back and re-gifted them.
I don't talk to her anymore. We had to pick sides when they broke up.
That's going
to
be awkward at the wedding.
We always had to pick sides.
No, you don't.
Oh,
no.
Yeah,
you're, no, you can be friends with everybody.
Oh, no, I'm much better friends with your ex-wife than you. Literally much better friends. I pick sides.
You're a prick.
No, why am I a prick for saying the truth? But anyway, my point is, Aidan, my wife...
You know our friend Polly?
Yes.
Polly, who's never on this bloody show.
Yeah.
One of these days, Polly, we'll get you on the show.
You're all big gob on the messages, Polly. Big gob, yeah?
Big gob. Anyway, he says, and I agree with him, who buys fucking fruit bowls?
His wife is a still...
I couldn't care less.
Ex-wife is a still artist.
But you don't like her now.
No, I like her, but we had to take sides.
Well, then ring her and say, listen, will you bring the fruit bowl with you to the wedding? Yeah. And then take it off her and give it to the new wife.
The point is, back in the day, and I think it was about 15 years ago, when we bought Owen and his then wife, yes.
The fruit bowl.
A wedding present, yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's not a fruit bowl from Aldi or something like that.
It's a fruit bowl. It doesn't matter where it's from.
Galway fucking crystal.
Nobody buys fruit bowls.
They did back in the day.
It's only 15 years ago.
That was back in the day. But the point is, we already spent in excess of 250 quid on that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I even remember the shop we bought it in. What's that shop in Dunleary?
The shop.
That does all the lovely stuff. Ladro dolls and all that. Very posh. You'd never go into it.
Well, then how would I know it?
I can't. Anyway, we got it in a posh shop. So why should I fork out another 200 odd quid for second time around? I don't do second timers. I'm sorry.
I wouldn't have invited you to my wedding.
So hang on, if he divorces her and gets married again, I should just keep buying the man presents.
Yeah, he's your friend. You're going to the wedding.
It's like if a colleague leaves the company that you work with, yeah?
Yeah.
So say, for instance, what was the previous radio station we worked for that you got sacked from? 98FM.
Yeah.
Say so remember when we left 98FM, they did a collection for us.
Did they?
Yeah.
No, they actually did.
It's awkward, they actually did.
Oh.
Got a voucher for Buff and Freets.
How come I never saw that?
Yeah, you weren't liked. So... No. We got a going away voucher. Well, sorry, I did. It's a lovely meal, actually. I got a going away voucher.
You got one and I didn't?
I probably used... It was probably a communal one that I used.
Oh, you've really hurt my feelings now.
Get over it.
Are you listening to 98FM?
Anyway, supposing we went back to 98FM.
No, not a chance.
Stop. Listen. Supposing we went back...
There's no chance of that happening.
Supposing we did, yeah?
Yeah.
And then we got fucked out a second time. You wouldn't expect a second going away present.
But I'll never go back.
But then it's a stupid thing to say.
It's a stupid thing to say.
Anyway, Owen, you're not getting a present. I don't do second time weddings. Sorry about that. Marriage should be for life. And if you can't accept it, then I'm sorry you don't get a present off me again. Did you say he still has the fruit bowl?
Would you say he's listening to this episode of Opinions Matter? I hope he is, because I'm going to send it to him.
I'd say, actually, truth be told, yeah, I'd say the first wife fucked the bowl out of him at one stage.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion matters, but not as much as ours does.
I was thinking last night as I was in bed, as you know, there's golf on at the moment. There's golf on for...
The golf is over.
And there's golf on every... Oh, that's a typical bandwagoner who just knows... There's golf on every week.
Well, obviously there's golf on every week.
No, I don't mean two lads out playing in a field. I mean, there's always a golf tournament.
So who's playing golf in a field?
I used to play golf in a field. That's where I learned how to play golf.
A field?
Yeah, my local field. You know the field down the road from where I grew up? Used to play golf there.
Anyway,
all my mates were out pulling and I was down playing golf.
Yes.
They'd be all out going on nights out and pulling birds and all that. And there was me hitting...
So who uses the word birds in 2026?
Oh, lots of people.
You just did. Do you know how old-fashioned and sexist that sounds?
Sexist? How is it
birds.
Sexist? How is it sexist?
Birds.
How is it sexist?
Pulling birds. Listen to the language coming out of your mouth.
The tripe?
Yeah. Pulling birds, you said.
Chasing mares?
You misogynist prick.
How's that misogynist? Oh, you're gone so woke. You're so woke. Anyway, I was thinking last night,
mates were out pulling birds.
No, I was talking about back in the 80s and 90s and stuff like that. That's what you did, and you pulled birds.
You pulled birds?
Yeah, I pulled birds, yeah. Yep. Turkeys, hens.
Yeah, go on anyway, continue.
Anyway, isn't that the job to have? As you know, I'm a big fan of golf. I watch golf all the time.
Yeah.
A caddy in golf has to be... the easiest job.
Why?
Oh my God. It's just they get well paid, by the way.
Yeah, no, I know that. Yeah.
Like if you're a caddy for a big golfer like Rory McIlroy or Tiger Woods.
No, not Tiger anymore.
What?
Tiger's off the case at the moment.
What do you mean he needs a caddy?
He does. He's in rehab.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
What did he do?
He did not. Jeez, you know nothing.
No, nothing. No. What happened with
Tiger?
Drink
driving again last week or the week before.
Ah, he didn't, did
and
he?
And now he's in rehab.
Ah, Jesus. I didn't know that.
He wasn't even at the Masters.
Well, no, I know he wasn't, yeah.
But he wasn't at it even.
So he drives neither a car nor a golf ball now.
He doesn't drive anything.
He drives neither a car nor a golf ball.
Tiger's in...
Okay, that was a bad example.
Yes, but it certainly was.
If you've ever watched golf, guys, and don't knock golf, it's one of the most exciting sports ever.
Ah, is it really?
Oh, it absolutely is.
Is it?
Well, my wife hates it. And she refuses to be in the room with me when it's on, which is a great way of getting her out of the room. I just turn turn golf on. I'll even put YouTube videos of golf on, like Nick Faldo be playing. The man hasn't played golf for 30 years.
Just put that on.
And I put on, oh Jesus, look, there's golf on. Because my wife doesn't know anything about golf. Not a thing. Yeah. She wouldn't know which end of a club to hold. That's who. She wouldn't know what a sandwich is. If I said to her, what's a sandwich? She'd say, it's a slice of bread with two...
Well, that's what I'd say as well.
A sandwich.
Yeah.
A sand wedge.
I had one before the show started today.
By the way, grown man should be eating sandwiches anyway.
What's wrong with sandwiches?
It's a kid's food.
I had a lovely sandwich. Turkey and egg mayo.
A sand wedge. Okay, Worka, what do you think a sand wedge is?
Oh, some sort of a golf club.
Yeah,
what
it's a golf
about
club
it?
For getting out of the bunker. You know when you're in the bunker?
Yeah.
It's a special club. So you can't use a driver. Although Tiger Woods probably could have done with a driver.
he would be best advised to use a driver.
If your ball lands in the bunker, the sand trap. Oh, it's like talking to my wife.
I've no idea.
It's literally like talking to my wife. You even have boobs. It's literally like talking to my wife. When you land in the bunker of a golf course.
Yeah, that's the sand place.
This is golf 101, okay?
Yeah, that's where the sand is.
A sand trap or a bunker or the beach. Three different names it's called, yeah?
Yeah.
You can't use any club just to get out of the bunker.
Can you not? No.
So you use what's called a sand wedge.
I care about this. Why?
Because you just asked. Anyway, watching the golf. Sorry, I was saying my wife won't be in the same room as me if golf is on.
So you put on random golf?
Oh yeah, I put on golf from like the 70s. It'd be in black and white. And she'd go, oh, I'm not watching that golf. Oh my God, I'm not watching that golf. Okay, see you, bye. And I wouldn't mind. She watches that show. You know that show where like old English couples buy a house in Fort Ventura? Have you ever seen that program?
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
And a Place in the Sun or
I don't
something?
Know if you've ever seen this program, guys. I don't know, what's it called?
A Place in the Sun.
Oh geez, it took them. How long did it take them to come up with that name? And it's this program. I don't even know what station I'm on. My wife watches it, even though she has no inkling of buying a house in the Sun. She's no inkling of doing it. Yet she watches this program. And you'll have this old English couple who are retired, yeah? And they both look like leather handbags because they've been their skin is like as they've been spending their time. So myself and Bridget want to buy a house in Fort Ventura.
These Australians now, are they? Why would an Australian come to Fort Ventura? It's a long way to go.
A long way to go for a bit of sun. They have sun in Australia.
Yeah.
And then they get brought around to these. So you have your woman that brings them around to her house. So today I'm going to show you a house up on the hills. Lovely patio.
She's Australian as well.
She's not lovely bedroom. Look at the bathroom. Ensuite. And there's a bar around the corner. There's a bit of British ale. And they spend a half of your woman shows them around this apartment in Fort Ventura. Yeah? And she spends 45 minutes showing them the bathroom and the bedroom. And at the end, she says, okay, guys, what do you think of that apartment? Nah, don't like it. She's just wasting half her day.
She's getting paid for it, though.
Anyway, my wife watches that shite. So I was watching the golf, guys, and the job of a caddy. I know they say the job of a...
They advise the golfer what club to use and stuff, do they?
But the golfer would know.
Yeah.
The golfer would know. Like all the caddy really does is rub the golfer's balls.
Yeah, well, that's important.
That is important.
Yeah.
And in some cases, I mean, back when I used to play golf, my wife, as you know, my good luck thing, as you know, I used to play golf in Howth.
Yeah, yeah.
Myself and Jamie.
Yes.
Used to play golf in Howth. And before I'd be going out to play golf in the car, my wife used to always kiss my balls before going as good luck.
But I thought she didn't like golf at all.
I just gave it up. But that's what she used to do. A lot of women believe that kissing your balls before playing is actually good luck.
I never knew.
So, has your wife ever kissed your Slazenger?
No, I don't play golf. No.
So, I was looking at what the caddies were doing yesterday. All they literally do is, when he's after taking the shot, he hands the club to the caddy. The caddy puts it back in the bag.
That's it.
And then when the golfers hit the shot and he throws the ball to the caddy gets the towel and he wipes it. Isn't that an easy gig?
Why don't you go for it then?
Oh, because I have a very successful podcast career.
Where?
I'm just saying, if this podcast ever goes kaput, And looking at the
figures lately,
it's on her tab. How would you even get, like, what qualifications do you need to be a caddy?
Well, you obviously need to know the rules of golf.
I know the rules of golf.
Have a good grasp of the different clubs and what they're for.
Well, Copperface Jacks is for late night drinking. Yeah.
You're not going to get a job as a caddy.
Club M is for English hen nights.
Club M.
Still around.
Club M.
Stop just repeating Club M. Is Club M not still around?
I don't know.
I actually frolicked in the jacuzzi in Club M one night. For those of you who don't remember Club M, let's just make sure it's is it still there? She's haven't been in the place in ages.
I can't work out.
Adrian was barred from Club M for doing obscene things in the toilets of Club M.
That may or may not be true. It's probably not true.
Probably true. But anyway, guys,
there's been nothing on their Club M Facebook page since March 2020.
So who uses Facebook nowadays? Hello?
March 2020.
Hang on, 2005 rang. No, I don't Facebook.
Club M's gone, isn't it?
It doesn't matter. But anyway, for those of you who don't know about Club M, so Club M was or probably still is. So can you not find that? Amanda, can you find out if Club M still exists? Please. Thank you. Club M.
Mm-hmm.
Was a nightclub in Temple Bar during the day, guys. And I may or may not have worked there, depending on who's asking. But Club M back in the day, it was the Celtic Tiger days,
mm-hmm.
and they used to have a jacuzzi. When you think about it, they used to have a jacuzzi upstairs in Club M. Now, just think about this. You're out clubbing. You're dancing on the dance floor, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What was your man's name that used to do DJing there? Remember him?
Who?
Harrius. What was his name?
Harrius. That was the DJ.
Yeah.
The way he spoke?
Welcome to Club M.
Harrius.
Yeah, get you our drink off you our dance floor. What was his name?
I have no idea.
Oh, he had a very distinctive voice, the DJ there. And he used to come on the microphone. Remember, you and me be up doing Mambo Number 5 with drinks on the dance floor. And next to me, you'd hear this voice going, "Hey, you's on the dance floor. Get you our drinks off the dance floor now."
But I don't remember.
No drinking on you's our dance floor, you sons of bitches. You don't remember that?
No, I don't.
He used to shout at us, "You sons of bitches."
I don't.
And we'd tell him to shut up. Remember, we used to tell him, "Shut up." Do you remember?
Oh, did you? You told him to shut up, did you?
I told him to shut up, yeah. Get you our drinks off the dance floor.
Actually, now I know. He's still going on about you telling him to shut up.
Is he?
Yeah.
Anyway, upstairs, guys, in Club M was a VIP section.
Which may or may not still exist. I don't think it does.
None of you would have been allowed into the VIP section because you're all scum. They didn't let council state people into the jacuzzi. And it was literally, after you were dancing on the dance floor, you'd go up the stairs, you'd take your kit off, yeah?
Yeah.
And you'd have your crusty boxers on, and you just get into the jacuzzi. Do you remember that?
No.
Do you remember one night me and...
I clearly don't remember any night in Club M ever.
There was me and another radio presenter one night drinking Bacardi and Coke in the jacuzzi. Your man.
Who?
Your man used to buy me Bacardi and Coke.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Is that true?
That's true. Two of us were sitting down drinking... Sorry, I tell a lie. It wasn't Bacardi Coke. You know what it was? It was more manly than that. It was a Kahlua and milk.
Kahlua and milk? Who would drink that?
Here, I'll drink a barman's piss if it's for free.
I have heard.
And there I was sitting in the jacuzzi, guys. Yeah?
Yeah.
And, oh, sorry, hang on. I just pulled up, you know our mate that always double checks everything. I just pulled up the club admission records and Jeremy isn't on them. You were never there. Oh, no, I think you'll find.
I think you'll find,
Sean, I was there. And one night, it's myself and another radio presenter who won't be named because, for obvious reasons, and we're sitting there in the jacuzzi.
I go on, name names.
I don't know, we're sitting, he wouldn't be known now, wouldn't be known. Has been. And we were sitting in the jacuzzi, drinking Kahlua and milk, in a jacuzzi with the bubbling water coming up, and bikini birds. Can you say bikini birds?
No, don't say birds.
Bikini ladies in the jacuzzi as well.
Yeah.
He wasn't interested in the bikini ladies, though.
I believe.
No interest. And the next
Very interested in you, though.
And the next minute you hear the DJ, I can't remember his name, coming on the mic, "Get your arses out of the yisser jacuzzi."
Is that what he said?
That's what he said.
What a prick.
What a time to be alive, Joe, a jacuzzi in a nightclub.
That's why it's not there anymore.
Yeah, clearly.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome to today's Opinions Matter with A and J. Hang on, does it still exist? Oh, yes, it still exists, says Karina. But somebody else says Club M has gone years, I think. So we don't know.
Let's put it this way, guys, and I don't want to be crude about this, yeah? But that jacuzzi, yeah? I heard stories that people got pregnant just by dipping their toe in. When you think about it, 20 men.
Are you sure that was Club M you were in the jacuzzi? It wasn't.
Oh, no, it was
a little bit further up Temple Bar.
Mm-hmm. What was it further up?
A little bit further up.
A bit further up. Fitzsimons. Oh, yeah, I love Fitzsimons.
No, just up from Fitzsimons
up
there.
Up from Fitzsimons. Yeah.
Hang up on. One of the lanes there.
The George?
No, not quite that far.
I've gone too far. Back a bit? Pull back a bit? Charlie's?
No.
Another nightclub that was... I know what you're talking. Boomerangs. Boomerangs. Great spot Boomerangs was.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. That's probably just as well.
I'm looking for a bit of advice, guys. I have a wedding anniversary coming up.
Yeah? Do you know what date it is?
Are you? Yeah. Don't put me on the stop like a prick.
No, man.
Why do you always set me up to make me... Why do you always set me up to look stupid?
Because you don't know your own wedding anniversary. What date is it?
I'm terrible at dates. I like prunes, but I don't like dates. Dates are horrible, aren't they?
They're horrible, yeah.
Ugh, horrible. I got a... I was in a restaurant there the other day. One of Dublin's finest restaurants. A 4-star Michelin restaurant.
A 4-star? Not a 5-star, no? Most of them are 5-stars.
There's no such thing as a 5-star restaurant.
It's not?
No. It was a 4-star Michelin restaurant.
Yeah.
And I ordered a dessert.
So you wouldn't get in with that fucking hoodie into any Michelin restaurant. Look at the state of you.
But I wasn't dressed like this going to a restaurant.
You're always dressed like that. Look at the state of you.
I dress casually. But you know,
casually.
What? Sorry, one of my son's friends said to him the other day about me. Yeah,
yeah.
Your dad is so cool. I wish my dad.
I doubt that was ever said.
Why would I make that up? Why would I make that up? He turned around because Luke came back to me. And he said, "Dad, one of my friends think you dress really cool because you wear baseball caps and hoodies and cargo pants. I'm wearing cargo pants. No." So,
but you look ridiculous.
Well, my stylist says I look well.
Your stylist?
Yeah, I have a stylist. You know, I have a stylist. Well, I don't hire her. She's a girl who happens to work as a stylist. You know what she is? She's a window dresser.
A window dresser?
You know when you walk by H&M? People wouldn't shop in H&M. Sorry, let's make it relatable to Adrian. You know when you walk by TK Maxx? Okay, let's make it more relatable. You know when you walk by Guinies?
Guinies?
That's where you buy your clothes. She's the woman that's in the window.
And what's she doing with you?
She... What's wrong with you?
I don't know what you're trying to get at here.
Her job is she's a window dresser.
Whose job?
My stylist.
Stylist? You don't... Well, your stylist is very bad.
Well, sorry, she's the one... Do you ever walk by H&M or Zara and you look in the window and you go, oh my God, look at that. My mother used to use this word. I don't use this word because it's an old word, okay? My mother would walk by and she'd go, look at that mannequin, look at the rig out.
The rig out?
It's a word grannies used to use. Rig out. It means your whole costume. Anyway.
Are you telling me that you have a stylist
who told
you to wear those clothes?
I have a friend.
The heck are you?
What? Sorry, I have a friend who is a...
I doubt you have any friend. No friend is going to want to stand beside you looking like that.
So what she will do is she'll send me links to different websites. So I don't know what make this actually is.
It's hideous looking.
Is that a make? Hideous looking?
It should be, actually. Hideous looking.
Hideous looking by Ralph Lauren. Anyway, she'll tell me different things that go well. So guys, I know this is a podcast and it's audio, but today I'm wearing a pair of linen white trousers and I'm wearing a blue hoodie. It's quite understated, but anyway. But in answer to your question, I wouldn't wear this if I was going to a Michelin star. I was wearing a waistcoat and a cravat. I ordered dessert. Yeah?
Yeah.
I ordered dessert and it was sticky toffee pudding.
Lovely, yeah.
It's my favourite dessert. You okay?
Yeah, no, I'm just... I'm
very weary here.
I'm weary,
We're going to work through it with you, okay? And I ordered a sticky toffee pudding, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I love a sticky toffee pudding. And bit into it and there was dates in it.
Oh, that's what this whole story is leading to, dates?
No, but they're horrible, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, what's this got to do with your wedding anniversary?
It's coming up.
When?
Soon! It's coming up soon. I got a reminder on my phone earlier. Reminder, wedding anniversary in a couple of weeks. Shit.
You don't know the exact date?
Yes, the date I got married. But what do you get? What do you get a woman who has everything?
More of everything.
No, but what do you get her?
A clue. Linen white trousers, yeah.
Get her a pair of linen white trousers.
But they fucking suit her better than you. Honest to God, when you got up this morning, did you look in the mirror?
Well, no, because I got up at 5 o'clock this morning and it was dark in the house.
Have you only one mirror in the whole house?
Oh, I removed all the mirrors from the house.
It's obvious as the day is long.
Why, your linen trousers is a bad thing, though.
Just look at the state. Like, what are those?
Remember I wore a sarong on holidays one year?
Yeah, you fucking idiot.
Oh, yeah, this is a true story, guys. We were away doing... Where were we doing the show from?
I don't know.
When we used to have a budget and we used to be popular and well-known, we used to do our... imagine doing the podcast live from a different country.
To be Slaughter.
You'd literally have the only pair, you'd have Dave McLaughlin and Paul Brady just turning up, just the two of them. That'd be it. With their suitcases going, we're your friends. Can we come to your live show? Anyway, when we used to do our show from, I think it was Gran Canaria we did it from, wasn't it?
That's right.
And I wore a sarong on holidays. Now, a sarong, for those of you who don't know, is a...
A skirt for a man.
It's not a skirt. No, it's a wraparound.
It's a skirt.
It's a wraparound. David Beckham used to wear one.
Yeah. He's a multi-billionaire.
Oh, so if I was rich, I'd get away with
you
it.
You might, yeah.
Anyway, what will I get her for our wedding anniversary?
I have no idea. Weekend away.
You have to get your wife apologetic presents every day of the week.
Oh, is this an apology present?
Well, it is if I get the fucking date wrong, it's an apology present.
A weekend away.
There was one time...
Send her on a retreat.
There was one time, Adrian's local florist in... I can't say where it is.
Cause I don't know.
But it's called How Are Your Buds. It's a great name for florists in the north side.
How Are Your Buds?
How Are Your Buds, yeah. There was one time How Are Your Buds actually ran out of flowers because Adrian had bought so many apologetic bouquets for his wife. It just gets to the stage where Adrian knows he's going to piss her off. So on a Monday, he'll ring How Are Your Buds and he'll go, listen, can you have a bouquet ready for me for Thursday? And she'd be like, Adrian, what have you done? What have you done again?
I tell you what, you should buy your wife a holiday on her own, away from you.
Without me?
Yeah. A retreat.
What's a retreat?
A spa retreat weekend without you.
I think it wouldn't be a spa retreat. I'm the spa. She has to bring me with her.
Big debates from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
I'm Adrian, and the much more sophisticated,
polished one.
Yep.
You are I'd say this. There's very little good things I'd say about you.
Really?
Like,
why not?
Oh yeah. In fact, when people ask me when they say, "What's Adrian like?" I'll spill the beans.
And say what?
Oh, the real you.
Oh.
Like, there's opinions matter you, and then there's the real you. But the one thing I'd say, you're a polished presenter.
Polished performer, yeah.
Polished performer.
I try to be,
Stutter a bit too much.
A stutter?
You stutter. You're like, who was the cartoon character that used to stutter? I'll say. What was his name?
Deputy Dog.
I thought it sounds like Fred Elliott from Coronation Street. I say, Ashley. Go into the butcher's, Ashley. Remember, he was a butcher.
I do, yeah.
Who's the stuttering...
idiot.
The stuttering cartoon. I'll say.
The stuttering cartoon? No, I can't think of
it. There was a cartoon, if anybody knows, this isn't what we want to talk about, by the way, but there was a cartoon character, and they had to take him off.
Why?
So if you remember, all cartoon characters from back in the day all had something wrong with them.
Oh, it's something wrong with
them. They either had speech issues, like you had your man slickering. What's that speech? By the way, I'm not slagging off people that have that speech impediment.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, what's his name? People that say that, what's wrong with them? I'm not saying, oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with them, but someone really talks like that. What's that called?
A lisp, no.
No, it's not, no, a lisp.
Oh, what is that called?
But who's your man? He's like,
I don't know.
And by the way, I'm not slagging that off.
You kind of are.
No, we're talking about a cartoon character. There was lots of cartoon... Most cartoon characters back in the day, yeah?
Yeah.
Had speech issues. Your man. The pesky wabbits. You can pronounce his O's.
Oh, yeah.
It's wabbit season.
It's wabbit season,
The pesky wabbits.
Yeah, he used to roll his R's.
Elmer Fudge.
Yeah.
So you had Elmer Fudge, you couldn't pronounce his O's.
Yeah.
You had...
Suffering exercise.
Who was that?
No, what is that speech impediment called?
Who cares?
It's not a lisp. A lisp is that.
Now, who? Bugs Bunny had a lisp.
Bugs Bunny?
What's up, Doc?
Yeah, he had a lisp.
Did he?
Yes, Bugs Bunny. So, anyway... the Department of Speech Difficulties, I don't know who said it. Someone basically said, rang up Hanna-Barbera.
Who didn't make any of those.
They made every cartoon.
No, they didn't.
So someone...
Warner Brothers made Bugs Bunny.
Okay, doesn't matter. They rang them up and they said, lads, you have to stop giving cartoon characters speech impediments because people with actual speech impediments are... Now, it's a bit woke. But people with actual speech impediments are... they're insulted... By the fact that every single cartoon character... Sorry, Daffy Duck had the lisp. Thank you, Jonathan. What did he say, Daffy Duck?
Daffy Duck?
Yeah.
Can't remember.
Actually, we used to use that as slang back in the day. Would you give her an El Daffy?
Really?
Yeah, yeah, that was the slang.
Hang on.
Listen, my
Tim, who's he?
That's Porky Pig.
Porky Pig. Now, no, it's not funny. If you suffer from a stutter, by the way, which a lot of people do.
Yeah, but hang on, let's hear him again. He stutters a lot.
My God, cartoons were crap back then. But if you have a speech issue,
yeah,
like you have a stutter.
What?
I think you do.
I have a stutter.
Don't make fun of it. No, but it's well documented.
But if I have one, then I'm not making fun of it. I don't have a stutter.
No, you do have a stutter. Do you want me to play the tapes?
What tapes?
I literally have tapes at home that says Adrian Stutter. It's a collection of tapes. But anyway, the Department of Woke-ism basically rang the cartoons and said,
stop ripping the piss out of people with speech impediments.
So, and the same way, here's another thing, guys, that you won't realise. Back in the day, up until about 20 years ago, yeah?
Yeah.
Every villain in a movie had what? They all had this one thing.
Oh, a gold tooth.
Oh, who's a gold tooth? That was his finger that was gold.
No, your man had...
Sorry, he's called Gold Finger. He had a gold finger.
Yeah, but he had a gold tooth.
No, he didn't have a gold tooth. He had a gold finger.
Did he? Why he was a gold finger.
Gold finger had a gold finger. Hey, Mr. Bond. Goldfinger. What did every villain in a movie have in common?
I've no idea.
They all had scars. So you look at all...
Oh, yeah, they did, yeah.
You look at most movies, guys, from up until about 2010, when we became woke. The woke mind virus kicked in, yeah?
Yeah.
Every single villain, like James Bond, all the James Bond villains all had scars, didn't they? Your man.
Say hello to my little friend.
What's his name? Your man that does coke.
She can't just make allegations like that.
That was a movie. There's Scarface. The literally name of the movie was Scarface. He had a scar. And there's a Scar Appreciation Society in America. It's for people with scars.
Right.
Like, not mental scars, physical scars.
And they said,
scars.
Please stop depicting all...
Do you not remember this? No. About 10 years ago, they wrote to the makers of James Bond. Yeah?
Yeah.
And they said, hello, makers of James Bond. Can you please stop giving your baddies scars? Because it's painting... people with scars in a negative light.
Oh.
Which if you have a scar on your face, yeah, people will think you're a villain.
Who knew?
No, I did. So that is the reason that cartoon characters don't have, they have perfect speech now. Like you look at Family Guy.
Hey, Lois.
Nothing wrong with that.
Hey, Lois.
Is there?
No, I suppose
they have a perfect voice.
Oh, okay.
So stutters are gone. Anyway, that was a long way of basically telling Adrian that he's a, sorry, you're wrong, by the way, you fool. You stuttering mess of a man.
Who? What?
The man with the stutter was not Porky Pig.
It was Porky Pig. Porky Pig did stutter.
No. I say.
Yeah.
Yeah. According to Luke, it's Foghorn Leghorn.
Who's he?
I don't know who he is. I've never even heard of him.
Oh, I know who he is.
Foghorn Leghorn.
I'll show you now in a second. He's the... Is he a...
Is he a big cock?
He's a big cock. I think he is, yeah.
A big stuttering cock.
Smashing me on the noggin with a rolling pin.
Anyone's head, boy. That's a head. But that's a joke, boy. You missed it. Went right past you. You gotta keep... I say you gotta keep on your toes. Toes, that is. But the fast ones get right by you.
No. I'm sorry. No, Luke.
Oh, no stuttering there.
No stuttering there. No, there's a...
ways. What are you doing? I say, what are you doing with a pump?
No.
He repeated words. I say, yeah. Listen here, boy.
Yeah, he said, I say a few times, like Fred from Carnation Street.
Yeah, but it's not stuttering, though.
I'm sorry, Mr.
Porky Pig.
I'm sorry, Mr. Leghorn.
Is that his name, Mr. Leghorn?
No, what's his name?
Anyway, Porky Pig is the one that stutters. That's the bottom line.
Okay. Anyway, guys, I'm in a hurry today, so we can't...
What are you in a rush for?
Today?
Yeah.
You know what today is?
No, I don't.
You know what today is?
Today...
The day that we record this podcast, yeah?
Yeah.
I do the same thing every day of this day of the week.
Oof, so this is being recorded on...
any given day.
No.
Oh, no, that's not timestamp it.
Oh, we do timestamp it.
No.
We recorded this bit of the show on Tuesday.
I don't timestamp it.
It's Tuesday, yeah?
Okay.
So it's Tuesday now as we're recording this.
So, guys...
Why are you in a rush?
Tuesday is the one day of the week that I have to do the school pickup for my middle child, Alex. And we're here talking about Foghorn. So Alex is going to be sitting at the front gate crying her eyes out.
Yeah, good enough for her. Let her walk home.
On her own.
Yeah.
On her own.
What age is she? Oh, you probably don't even know what age she is.
I do know what age she is.
What age is she?
Between 4 and 8.
That's probably not far from the truth.
Well, no, she is between 4 and 8. No, but that is the truth.
It's probably not far from the truth that that's what you think her age is.
Well, she's of school-going age.
Right, okay, but what age is she?
I don't know, but I don't want to leave her sitting outside the school gates on her own.
Well, if she's 15, then she's old enough to walk home.
How would I have a 15-year-old child?
Well, you could easily.
No, I couldn't.
You only had to start 15 years ago.
Nobody wanted to have sex with me 15 years ago.
Oh, that's true. There is that.
Nobody wanted to make babies with Jeremy 15 years ago. Anyway, today is, for those of you, most of you probably do this, I don't do the school pickup, and my wife has given me jip over it. Is that the word jip?
It's an awful word.
Why is it a word?
Jip.
Jip, isn't that what? She gave me jip.
No.
Your wife gives you jip.
What?
She gives you jip.
That's
all
between me and her. It's none of your business.
Anyway, she was giving me jip, saying, Jeremy, you need to man up and be more of a father. And my agreement was, as per marriage contract, that I do the school pickup once a week. And today is school pickup day. So I have to go.
And the significance of this is what?
No, it's the one day that I have to pick her up. But it's gas, guys. When you're not a regular parent picking up, I actually got questioned by a member of staff in the school a few weeks ago who said, who are you?
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, I was literally taking me down. No, it's good. It's good that they're...
No, but it just shows how many times you've been in that school.
Fuck all times. Don't even know the name of the school. But I was picking her up.
Do you know what class she's in?
Yeah, yeah. The class for 4 to 8s. It's a great class, it is. But anyway, I was picking her up and she had on Tuesday, she does art class.
Okay.
Oh, I'll have to talk about that in a second as well. And I was picking her up outside school and I was holding her hand coming out of the gate and I had all her art. We use the term art loosely now.
Oh, that's a fucking horrible thing to say about your child.
No, it's not. She's
we use art loosely.
But she's not a Rembrandt.
His art is shite.
Oh, is it? Okay, anyway. Anyway, I had her art on my arm and I was carrying it. Next minute I say, sorry, do you know this girl? I'm like, I'm not the bloody father. And she says, oh, no, she was apologizing. She says, oh, I'm sorry, I've never seen you before. I was like, yeah, because I actually work for a living. I'm not one of these parents that drops my kids off at school, then goes home and just gets fat for the whole day because I don't work for a living, and then expects me to, my taxes to pay for your social welfare, for you to sit on your lazy fat arse hole. Oh, and then you say, oh, I'm a stay-at-home mother. No, you're not, because your children are in school. You can't be a stay-at-home parent.
Are you finished?
You can't be a... You can't say that.
You just did.
You can't be a stay-at-home parent if there's nobody to stay home for. Would you agree? You know those people who say, I'm a stay-at-home mother for my children. They're not fucking in the house.
Jesus, relax there.
But why are you staying
at home?
You're
an absent father.
But why are you staying at home?
School didn't even recognise you.
But why are you staying at home?
Hello, Gardaí. Yeah, there's a strange man with no hair after collecting a child here. Imagine your photograph on Childline, or on Crimeline. On Crimeline.
So Crimeline hasn't been around since the 80s.
It's on once a month.
Garda Patrol, is that what it was called?
No, Crimeline is on once a month.
Oh, there's a man with very light, thin hair.
This man was spotted escorting a child off a school premises.
Well, let's not make fun of child abductions, Edgar.
No, but this is fun of child abductions. That'll just show you how little involved you are in your child's life. I'm actually embarrassed for you.
Oh, no, don't be embarrassed on my behalf. Anyway, guys, on Tuesday, it's, and I'm not making fun of her, I'm the proudest father.
Except her art is shite.
Her art is a bit shite. And she gives me these pages, she'll give me this group of pages that she drew. Oh, Daddy, look what I drew. I drew the Milky Way galaxy or whatever the case may be. And it'd be literally one star and a cloud. I'd be like, oh, that's lovely, that's a bet.
But you are a prick.
But she always wants me to so I don't do kids' pictures on fridges. I don't. Since we bought a new fridge, yeah?
Yeah.
We've a Smeg.
Smeg?
Yeah, we've a Smeg at home.
Smeg at home?
Yeah. Can you afford a Smeg?
No.
Smeg?
Yeah.
Who needs a fucking Smeg?
Oh, I do.
You don't, they're shite.
No, they're not, because the next door neighbour's got one. I was like, fuck that, if they have one, I'm going to have one.
But you don't put your daughter's art on the fridge.
So
you absolute knob of a father.
Every week she comes home, she says, Daddy, look what I drew, look at that apple, isn't it? And the apple doesn't look like an apple, it looks like a banana. And she said, will you post it up on the fridge? So I told her, yeah, mm-hmm. that we don't own the fridge, we're renting the fridge. I'm part of the... what?
Oh, you absolute prick.
So we have to give the fridge back to Harvey Norman next year, yeah? I'm part of the rental
agreement. You actually went through all this story with her?
No, I literally came up with it on the cuff one day. So she gave me all these pictures, yeah?
Yeah, and said, Daddy.
And there was one picture, and it was supposed to be a cow standing in a field. And it was literally, it was like a matchstick man. Like, it was, no, that's not going up in our fridge. She goes, Daddy, can you put that in the fridge?
So, sir, you have art standards before you'll put it up on the fridge?
Oh, 100%, yeah. And none of my kids have hit
you them. Absolute tosser.
Oh, no tosser here. And anyway, guys, she handed me all the sheets, and one of them was, there was a cow, and it was a matchstick cow standing in a field, yeah? And it just wasn't, it wasn't aesthetically pleasing to the eye.
Oh, my Jesus.
And she says, Daddy, can I put that up on the fridge? Because I hate these houses you go, I hate proud parents. You know these houses you go into, and all over the fridge is, oh, there's Jordan's picture that he drew when he was 6 months old, and oh, look at this. So anyway, I said, I'm sorry, Alex, I can't post that on our fridge because our fridge is on rent, and it means that Harvey Norman still owns it. And they told us that one of the things we can't do is stick pictures on the fridge. So when you go into my house, the first thing you will notice is it's very small. That's the first thing you notice. The second thing you notice is the windows haven't been cleaned in about 2 years. She just won't get up a ladder.
And then the final thing you notice is nothing on your Smeg.
Well, my Smeg fridge is completely picture free and it's beautiful. It's absolutely.
When you go home later on, I'm going to ring you. I'm going to ask you to put me onto your daughter and I'll take her pictures and I'll put them on my fridge.
You what?
Because I think it's really horrible of you. You're a bad man.
Why though?
I'll put her photographs on my fridge and I'll send her pictures.
Oh, no, you don't want them. You don't want them.
I do.
Well, it's a bit weird, yeah?
It is actually now that those words have come out of my mouth.
Yeah, we'll probably have to edit that bit out of the podcast. That never happened. But just to repeat,
it is actually a little bit weird.
Oh my God, is it weird?
Man caught with stranger's daughter.
But I'm not a stranger. We're co-owners of the company.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the COO.
Oh, well, then it's not weird.
I'm the COO.
CEO, you don't even know what that stands for.
Chief Operating Officer. That's me.
That's you. You couldn't operate a dishwasher.
I actually can't. I'm very hard to do.
There you go. Rest my case.
Anyway, Adrian wants, if you have kids, Adrian wants yes, our kids' pictures.
Yeah.
So you want listeners just to send it?
No, your daughter. I'll take her pictures because you won't. Because you're such a prick.
I'm the proudest father, but
you're not that proud.
I just think if it was a cheap fridge like a Nilfisk or something like that, yeah, right?
Nilfisk
or Candy. What's the cheap makes of fridges? What fridges do you see in council houses? Candy, Hot Point,
Candy,
Hot Point, stuff like that. If it's a Hot Point fridge,
I got a Snag. You're such a wanker. Do you know that? Anyone ever told you that?
I'm a Smeg wanker.
Yeah, you really are.
Live from Ireland, it's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.